He didn't know how to drive, swim, or even ride a bicycle, but Tobias Schneebaum lived a life of far-flung adventure, including several months in Peru living with a tribe of cannibals. Schneebaum died last week in Great Neck, New York. He was in his mid-80s. In the 1950s, Schneebaum's life changed course when he traveled to Peru for a Fulbright scholarship and disappeared into the rainforest. Schneebaum wrote about the experience with the cannibals in a 1969 memoir called Keep the River on Your Right. That book brought a period of brief celebrity and a torrent of criticism for its tales of sex with the tribe's men and women and its descriptions of eating human flesh. Decades after his brush with fame had passed, Schneebaum was again thrust into the spotlight when two documentarians discovered an old copy of his book in a trash heap. Lori Shapiro and her brother were looking for a film project. She told us how they looked Schneebaum up in the phone book and visited his New York apartment, filled with artifacts from his travels.
Wall-to-wall covered by just the most exotic artifacts you'd ever seen, and nothing was bought. Everything had been collected by him, and there were skulls that were lining his bookshelf, which is quite shocking, let me tell you. But there was a spirituality coming out of his apartment that I've never experienced.
Was it a bit spooky for you and your brother to call upon someone whose claim to fame was that he ate human beings?
We expected one man, a man who would have a pith helmet and be this machismo explorer type. And when he opened the door, we knew within a few minutes, to be frank, that he was not who we thought he was. He was just so sincere. And I think I felt like he was a gay grandfather in the end.
It's safe to say that the publication of his memoir caused a bit of a sensation, both because it sold well and also because it was quite controversial. Many claimed that his descriptions of his life in the jungles of Peru was greatly exaggerated. Were you able to find out if he did, in fact, lead this life, if he did, in fact, dabble in cannibalism?
Well, to tell you the truth, until we got to Peru, and this was quite late in the filming, we weren't sure. And I think when we got to Peru and we actually met people that were alive that knew him, we realized that we had a camera. We could show a lot of this. And everything that he was saying was adding up. Everything, all the questions we were asking that we came prepared, they were saying yes to, and they were giving us stories about hunting with Tobias. But I will say that so much added up that we came to the conclusion, and this is our opinion, that he was telling the truth. But we leave it a little bit open, and we had 110 hours of footage of people, so we could only put in, 90 minutes of what would be interesting to a public, but we certainly have our footage available for any anthropologists that want to take a look at them.
So, as a young man, he was actually trained as a painter in New York City. How did he find his way to Peru?
He got to Peru on a Fulbright scholarship. He was going to the Cusco area where the Incas are, but he wandered down to the jungle upon hearing of a remote mission that he wanted to take a look at. And then from there, he heard about another tribe that was even more remote than the mission.
But what was the pull? I mean, it's one thing to go and I guess, check out a tribe. It's another thing to immerse your life, to just sort of cut off all ties with your family and quite literally disappear into the jungle.
Well, he felt that he was leaving Western culture behind, that it was not for him. He felt that the world of 1950s New York was not what he wanted. He didn't want the cutthroat competition of the gallery scene. He didn't like the way a lot of his friends were being persecuted because of their sexuality. He was also ill at ease in our culture, and I think he felt that there would be something else. He wasn't sure what it was going to be, and I think that part of this journey for him was to feel, accepting of who he was, and maybe perhaps he was looking, he'd been reading a lot of anthropological reports, and maybe he was looking for proof that outside of Western society, this was a natural state.
Laurie Shapiro, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Laurie Shapiro is the co-director of Keep the River on Your Right, a modern cannibal tale. The film explores the life of Tobias Schneebaum, who died last week in Great Neck, New York.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.